morning. Denny Heflin here in Audubon at the Farm Service Agency with this week's USDA report. The Audubon County Committee held their organizational meeting on January 10th to determine who would serve as the County Committee Chairman, Vice Chairman, and regular member for 2012. Dennis Grimm was elected Chairman of the Committee for 2012. Sam Grable will serve as Vice Chairman, and Sherry Earlmeyer will serve as regular member. The meetings are scheduled in Audubon for the second Tuesday of each month, but due to budget constraints, these meetings will only be held as needed. So if you had something that you wanted to discuss with the committee, et cetera, it'd be a good idea to phone ahead and check to make sure that a meeting is going to be held. The 2012 Direct and Countercyclical, or DCP, program payments or enrollment for those payments will begin January 23rd, that's next Monday, and will continue through June 1st. Here are a couple of important reminders. All producers with an interest in the DCP base acres must be included on that DCP or acre contract and receive a commensurate share of the payment on the farm. Also, all producers receiving a share greater than zero on that DCP or acre contract must sign that contract no later than June 1st of 2012. Changes on the farm after enrolling in the DCP or acre program must be reported to your local FSA office, and these can include ownership changes or producer changes where you might have gone from an individual to an entity such as a trust, or any change in the crop share arrangements. Changes cannot be made after September 30th of 2012. This reminder will be put out there a time or two again this year, but always remember that September 30th is the final date. There are no advance payments this year, and it's expected that all direct payments for DCP acre will be paid in October. Remember, eligible producers have until January 31st, 2012 to apply for LDP payments for unshorn pelts produced during the 2011 crop year. To be eligible, a producer must complete a CCC 633 form, and that must be completed, signed, and returned to the office by that January 31st date. If you have questions on the unshorn pelts, please give your county office a call. CRP and conservation compliance, a couple of questions here. Have you elected to not re-enroll any acres into CRP or terminated a portion of the land from a CRP contract? Well, remember that much of the acreage that has been offered into CRP was eligible because that land was highly erodible. So producers should review your conservation plan or discuss that conservation plan or system with NRCS before that former CRP acreage is converted back into ag production. This is only a precaution, but it is very important, and it would be very wise to ensure that you are operating those acres within a conservation system approved by NRCS. It has now come to January, and this signals the beginning of a new year and a time for thinking about filing your taxes. So producers who have signed up for USDA EOS Level 2 will be able to access their farm data and payments via their customer statement. All others will be receiving Form 1099-G through the mail. Those producers who receive those 1099-Gs will notice that they are detailing the payments they have received from commodity credit. The annual report of these program payments on the 1099-G is a service intended to help the customer report their taxable income. It is not intended to replace the producer's responsibility to report the income to the IRS. FSA staff cannot interpret the IRS regulations or advise you about the payments to report on your tax returns. However, county staff can review the payments for accuracy for you if you have a question on them. So again, just get in touch with your FSA office if you have any questions on the 1099-Gs when you receive them. Like everything, remember to contact your FSA office for further information if you have any need for further information on the programs that I talked about today or any of our programs through the FSA office. In Audubon, you can simply call 712-563-4261 or Atlantic 712-243-1377. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin in Audubon with the USDA Report. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.